Before being sold to Ecolab, Nalco's parent company was Blackstone Group, co-founded by Peter G. Peterson, Chairman Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations. Notes Yang. In 2005 and 2006, it was briefly reported in the mainstream media that the Bush family had purchased 298,840 acres of land in Paraguay. Not widely reported was that the Bush family land sits over the Guarani Aquifer, a freshwater source larger than Texas and California combined. The Guarani is considered the largest single body of groundwater in the world. Unfortunately, the global water and infrastructure privatization fever is unstoppable, explained Yang, who noted that many local and state governments are suffering from revenue shortfalls and are under financial and budgetary constraints. They will find it hard to refuse the offers of private money from elite banks. The elite multinational and Wall Street banks and investment banks have been preparing and waiting for this golden moment for years, said Yang. Over the past few years, they have amassed war chests of infrastructure funds to privatize water, municipal services, and utilities all over the world. It will be extremely difficult to reverse this privatization trend in water. Such ownership of water supplies gives the wealthy elite and big banks not only huge profits, but worrisome control over this vital liquid. And despite the fact that water is in such short supply in so many places, many frivolous sources still consume huge amounts of this precious resource. For example, there are 125 golf courses in Palm Springs, California alone. Despite efforts by the U.S. Golf Association, USGA, to mandate the use of reclaimed water and grasses that don't require as much watering, these courses, located in a desert environment, each use an estimated 1 million gallons of water a day to maintain the fairways and greens. This is about the same amount of water an American family of four uses in 4 years. With the quality and availability of water raising concern among both scientists and average citizens, conservation and eliminating the adulteration of our water supply by wastes must become a national priority. Water issues are a top priority for lawmakers in the states where water shortages are approaching a crisis. But most voters seem oblivious as long as water still flows from their faucets. At least, this was the finding of a poll in drought-stricken Texas. According to a University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll taken in 2013, just 6% of respondents said water should be the top priority, while 50% said it should be one of the key priorities, and 23% deemed it merely a secondary priority. The legislature has water on the brain, so to speak, but it doesn't seem that the public is following, said Jim Henson, co-director of the poll. If you look at the most important problems facing Texas, water still doesn't move the needle.